We're about to hear a piece from Christina Arison, former producer here at the Mark Steiner Show. We heard from organizers of the march advocating universal health care in Maryland. Here's some clips from Saturday's march, which went from Patterson Park to CareFirst headquarters in East Baltimore. First, you'll hear Sergio Espana, the statewide organizer for Health Care as a Human Right, speakers from Health Care rally before the march, participants of the march, and the amazing beats of the Baltimore Christian Warriors Marching Band. Story brought to us by Crooked Arison, former producer of the Mark Steiner Show.
What we're building here with Healthcare's Human Right in Maryland, it's we're building a statewide grassroots movement for universal health care. But at the same time, how we do that is really important, is that we're doing that by building leadership around the state by folks who not only get this issue, but the reason why they get it is also crucial. These are folks who are in the medical industry, doctors, nurses. You know, these are folks who thought that everything was set for them until they ended up homeless because of having to deal with medical debt. You know, these are folks who understand what their families have gone through, and it's not just that they're worried that they might have to go through it, but they understand that, you know, that they have a responsibility to fight for the rights of their family. You know, it's a wide range of folks that are coming together across the state, and it's really exciting to see that happening. Things are pretty crazy out there, you know, and it's up to us to figure it out. You know, we've tried, you know, seeing like what happens if we get some politicians in, if we get the top leaders to figure it out, and we ended up with this corporate reform that's going to leave 400,000 Marylanders out, 15,000 medical bankruptcies a year across the state, and many of us fighting to figure out what tiered level of care we deserve or can pay for. You know, what we're fighting for is to see healthcare as a right. So what we did since we launched in December is we have chapters in 7 counties right now and growing. As you can see, we got a few signs for some of them here. We have folks in Anne Arundel County, Calvert County, Carroll County, Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Howard County, Frederick, Montgomery. We've done over 1,100 surveys around the state that prove that over 90% of Marylanders understand that healthcare is a fundamental human right. Over 90% of Marylanders understand that the government has an obligation to make sure that all of us have access to the right. You know, and at the same time, nearly 50% of us have had to delay healthcare because of costs, have had to deal with medical debt, you know, have had to deal with which bill do we choose this month. You know, and so enough is enough. Like, we're worthy of respect and dignity. You know, every human being, you know, has a sacred life. You know, and it's not just about whether or not they can afford to exist. It's about what do we do as a community to come together to make sure that all of us can benefit. With that said, we're going to start hearing from some folks, starting with Emmanuel McRae.
Healthcare is definitely needed. From my personal experience, you know, I come from a wide range background. I have a degree, BS Political Science. I serve in the military. I get a little benefit from them fighting for more out of from the veterans. Presently, my full-time job, I just recently lost that. I just work for the largest employer as an hourly manager at Walmart. Living off $10.50, I still had to work another job. I still had to do other forms of make income. And I'm living since 2011 with a disease called Hodgkin lymphoma cancer. It's a 74% chance to live off it because I'm young, but it's real. And going through it, and my current job, they didn't accommodate my disability, which is why I lost it. For every time I make a mistake, I get written up. And it's really sad and all that, you know, but I'm here now and all that to speak my voice. The Obamacare, you know, it helps with the options that they have, but it still has a lot of loopholes. That's pretty much what I had to say and all. And I hope everybody stay encouraged and we get some things changed here, starting here with Maryland and abroad.
Up next, we have Roxana Harlow from our Carroll County chapter.
We treat healthcare the way we treat luxury items. We treat it as if it's some luxury item, like it's a cell phone plan that we shop for, or a big screen TV, or a nice fancy car, that the more you have and the more money you make, then the better plan you can get, and the better you can afford, and the better care you'll be able to get. And it shouldn't be treated like a luxury item, right? But for those who feel that the more money you have, the better care you should get, then there's nothing to be changed, right? We should keep going with the system we have. For those who feel like wealthier people deserve better care than poorer people, then there's nothing to change, right? We can keep going with the Affordable Care Act and with the system we have. In fact, the Affordable Care Act makes it explicit that the poorer you are, the lower the level. You get the bronze plan if you can't afford a gold plan, right? But if you feel that healthcare is a public good, not a luxury item, that you benefit when your neighbor is healthy, that you benefit when your community is healthy, not just when you personally are healthy. So if you believe that healthcare is a public good, then we need to change it. Then we need to change it and make it happen so that everybody, so that it's paid for the way we pay for things that we consider public goods, like our schools, like our roads. We need to pay for it publicly so that everybody gets treated equitably with the same level of care, that everyone is treated at the same level, that we're all human beings and not seeking luxury items but seeking something that's critical for all of us.
Everybody in, nobody out. Everybody in, nobody out. Everybody in, nobody out. Everybody in, nobody out.
I support single payer. It's a far better alternative to Obamacare, you know, and as you can see, the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, that is, has some present difficulties in its implementation. If we were to implement single payer, it would go smoothly with very few glitches. Everybody would be covered. There would be nobody, everybody in, nobody out. All right? Everybody would contribute to it. Everybody would benefit from it.
I just learned about this movement this week, and it's really a no-brainer that your medical condition, if it turns bad, that you could really lose everything you have. I've known too many people that suffer due to minor medical issues that's really put them and their families in terrible situations, and that's why I'm here today.
It was a good opportunity to express what I've believed for a long time, that health care should be universal and free for all humans, especially in this great, rich country.
You're listening to The Mark Steiner Show on Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this very short break.